The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm trying to be somewhat positive here. I still think there's a chance we have some college. I really believe the SEC is just going to say, bleep you guys, we're going to play.
They might.
And then maybe that's where the AAC says, bleep you guys, we're going to play. And you get maybe four conferences. And then maybe they're not the best ones. Maybe it's there's no Conference USA might wind up being your fourth best conference, but at least you'd have college football.
You want the latest on the Astros A's fight? According to ESPN, Astros coach Alex Cintron made a vile comment to A's outfielder Ramon Laureano regarding his mother, prompting Laureano to charge the Astros bench Sunday and leading to a melee expected to result in lengthy suspensions. And of course, we saw what happened. Laureano ran at him, he got tackled. Apparently, though, Cintron, though, because he is a coach and is expected to set a standard of behavior, stands to receive a significantly longer suspension, according to sources.
I'd sit his ass for the season.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780, ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776, or you can get on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, Tyler Drew Scott. And you can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can also get on Twitch, which is a great way to get in on the show. Put your comments there. We can get all kinds of stuff going on there. And plus, we keep going on the break, so you get a chance to hear some brilliant insight, which somebody had asked about the shooting at the White House that happened. Apparently, Trump was out there for his briefing. An agent came and whispered to him, and they left the stage briefly.
No one shot at Trump.
No, the shooting was outside the White House at a non-White House employee, and then the shooter was taken down by a Secret Service guy.
So don't worry, this was just a case of someone getting shot in Washington, D.C., not news.
Yeah, just outside the White House grounds, basically. But he said there was a shooting, law enforcement shot someone, seems to be someone, and the suspect is on the way to the hospital, Trump said. So...
Hold on. He said he shot someone, seems to be someone?
He says there was a shooting, law enforcement shot someone, seems to be someone, and the suspect is on the way to the hospital.
He's just throwing in random words that don't need to be there.
Yeah, well, that's okay. It's okay.
All right, whatever works.
Yeah. Politicians have been doing that for years, AJ. Yeah. So that's what's going on. But, yeah. See, Kamala passed away.
I know. R.I.P. Kamala. I used to, my dad would occasionally, and I guess this would be considered racist now, he didn't put on blackface, but I did own a Kamala mask, and sometimes if I didn't wake up early enough to get to wrestling practice or something like that, he would come into my room wearing the Kamala mask and yelling at me to get up. So I'll ask you, is that considered racially insensitive?
No, I kind of feel like that's a way to honor somebody you like, right?
Right, I agree. Now, if he would have worn blackface, that would be...
Yeah, that's an interesting distinction, though.
But black mask,
yeah,
that's allowed. What do you think, Tyler? Can a white man put on the mask of a black person?
I still feel it's a form of blackface. No disrespect to your father, though.
No, but I'm just like, if you came in wearing a Booker T mask, for instance,
would that be racist?
I feel if Booker T saw me wearing his mask, he might be a little like, why is this white guy wearing?
If I dressed up as Michael Jackson for Halloween, would that be racist?
Now, we're getting into like some Inception type stuff with that.
Yeah, this is. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I think it's a fair question. But I know if Booker T saw you, he'd be like, dude, I got $10 for you each one of those masks we sold.
Well, yeah, so he'd probably be like, hey, whatever.
Yeah, he's probably happy about it.
I don't know. I really don't know. I think it's it really isn't that different. So maybe it is wrong. I don't know. 713-780-3776 is your number. 281 said, I'd be a little nervous wearing a full Obama mask in public as a white guy.
Is that racist?
Oh, yeah, you're asking me?
Yeah, we're asking
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because...
I mean, I guess if you agree with his politics, probably not. But if you're a Trump supporter, it would be deemed racist.
What if I put on a James Harden mask with a beard and all that?
Didn't the Rockets give those out as like...
I think they did.
I think they did.
So can a white man put on that mask?
I'm going to go with yes.
I think so. I think mask
they're
is
encouraging
okay.
it.
Black face paint, not okay. Black man mask, okay. I'm the one who... I determine these rules, I think.
Well, I think they're worthy of discussion, but I tend to agree. It feels like it's okay. Breaking news. This is more college football related.
Oh,
not so
boy.
Good. Rice football has delayed the start of their season until September 26th.
There's going to be 15 disappointed fans.
Oh, don't sell them short.
I mean,
there's
they don't really show
18.
Up to games until probably the whole season.
No, they don't. They don't show up to games. That and what they've got like 6,000 students there and less than 30,000 alumni in the city.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Kind of hard. And guess what?
My son asked me the other day when Rice is going to open back up because he's got a he's supposed to go to a baseball camp.
Yeah,
at Rice. And it's like paid for, and he's like, "When am I going to go to that?" And I was like, "I don't know, dude. I can't tell you. Like, you don't know. It's tough because you don't know when anything's going to be back. Like, my kids want to go to Six Flags. Like, I don't know when Six Flags.
Well,
is
isn't like Universal
again.
Now open in Florida? If you want to go and
everything's
to a hot spot.
Open in Florida,
so take them to.
There's no rules in Florida.
Take them to Universal.
I'm not taking my kids to Florida. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, no, you'll be safe. You'll be completely safe from the Rona there.
Right.
Just wear your mask. You'll be fine. I bet it's, I think the one thing we still haven't started going backwards yet on these numbers, which I wish we would, but.
We did for like a couple days.
We did. Now, I looked it up today. We're down from last week. But last week was up from the week before. So because like my whole positive trend died in one weekend.
Yeah.
Confirmed from the Twitch chat, Alfredo says Six Flags is open. And Fiesta Texas, their website says that they are open.
Okay. Well, there you have it. You have to make like a reservation or something, I think.
I'm not sure. They do have an exposure to COVID warning at the top. Let's see, park hours. All visitors will need to make advance reservations prior to visit. Yes.
Yeah.
And the only what they have open this week, they have tomorrow 11 to 6, Friday, Saturday, Sunday 11 to 6, and then Saturday and Sunday 11 to 6 through August. Those are the only open times.
All right. Well. 11, I mean, isn't that the normal park hours?
Yeah, so I guess you just, as long as you're inside that window, then you're good.
All right. Well, now you know. Now I can go, Fred.
But it looks
now
like they're only open.
Safe. The coast is clear, right?
When are they back in school?
I don't know.
I mean, they're not in school, but
no.
Back in class. Well, not even in class.
No, definitely.
When are they back online?
I think they got a couple weeks.
All right.
But I might be totally wrong. That's obviously not my forte.
They're an HISD, right?
No, Klein ISD.
Klein ISD, okay. Somebody will know.
Yeah, Klein kids don't like to go to school and it's raining, much less when there's COVID.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. Well, you know what you can have them do.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, this is all my kids do is go outside and hoop it up. They're out there every freaking day on their goal from Pro Dunk Hoops. And not just them, the neighborhood kids are now, you know, even... I've always hated the idea of this, but apparently my wife has given permission for neighborhood kids, even when we're not home, to go use our driveway to hoop it up. I don't like it, but it's happening. But that might... it's because we got the best goal in the neighborhood. It's not even close. And the great news is they ain't breaking it because there's no way to break it. It's the thickest steel of any goal on the market. It's got a backboard so strong. Hoops guarantees if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. So I don't have to worry about those badass kids breaking my goal. It's all good. They've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version. And they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with the turn of a handle. So any age can play. Get your new Hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And D was saying, I hope Sturgis was worth dying for. He kind of missed earlier when we said Smash Mouth is not worth dying for. That's for sure. I meant to get to this last week after the Beirut thing. Are you familiar with ESPN NBA writer Chris Palmer?
No.
Me either. Tyler, you know him?
Yeah, actually, I believe I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I just want to know if you had heard of him. I know he's...
I had not heard of him up until this point.
Okay. So, he tweeted out a video of the explosion and says, "Good Lord, Lebanese media says it was a fireworks factory. Nope, that's a mushroom cloud. That's atomic."
Okay.
And this is why sometimes when people tell you to stay in your lane, you should stay in your lane. Because apparently every nuclear physicist on the planet replied to this guy's tweet. It says, this is just clearly wrong. Mushroom clouds form at all explosions. They just stick around a lot longer for big ones. You can tell from the color of the explosion, deep red-orange, that it is not hot enough to be nuclear, which always starts with white-yellow, even small nukes. Vipin Narang, I study nuclear weapons. It is not. Dr. Siri Takala, nuclear physicist here. It is an atomic, FFS. Mushroom clouds form when an explosion creates a super hot bubble of gas. Hot air is buoyant, so it rises quickly and expands while creating an updraft, picking up dust, which forms the stem. And then, yeah, there's a whole bunch more. And, and Dr. Philip Lee brings up a good point. If it was a nuclear explosion, first there'd be a blinding flash. Phone camera would stop dead because of the EMP. And there'd be no video because everyone and everything will be on fire. So that pretty much simplifies it. So, you know, that's one maybe you ought to just stick with the NBA, buddy. Because, you know, well, why do we feel like we have to be experts on Twitter about everything?
Because people like to be very smart. They like to feel smart. And the internet lets dumb people feel smart.
Well, yeah, Friday says those people filming would have been vaporized.
Yeah.
Also asks, Fred, can you use your hair as a mask?
Hey, I was thinking about that because I've been watching the Man in the High Castle.
Yeah.
I think we watched the first two seasons and backed out of it. And so now my wife is like, to catch up, she was like, well, we have to watch the old seasons to recap and then catch up. And we started talking about it last night. If there were to be a nuclear bomb, like in Houston somewhere, and because people always talk about Houston being like a target if something like that were to happen because of the refineries and things like that. So I assume if someone were to nuke the Houston area, it would be like probably the channels like Baytown area ish, right? maybe a little west of Baytown.
No, I think Spring.
You think so?
Yeah, no. But, although...
Or like Mont Bellevue probably would be a bit...
We have enough trouble with that tower. We don't need it getting...
Right. Nuked. What I'm asking really is, let's just say Baytown to keep it simple.
Okay.
If they dropped a nuke on Baytown, like how far would... I mean, obviously radiation would impact for a much bigger circle, but... Like, impact from the blast, how far would it impact?
God, y'all are some paranoid people. I don't know exactly. It depends on the size of the bomb, because the ones I have now are much bigger than Hiroshima. And I don't know. I guess it depends on who the enemy is. But I don't know that you'd want to nuke the refineries. That was always the thing they told us when we were kids growing up down there, which, believe me, you think you're paranoid. Try living 5 minutes from a refinery when you're told that would be a target during the Cold War, and you grow up doing these stupid drills in school that are no good, right? You know, we'd have these bomb scare drills, right? Where you go into the hallway and cover up your head. Yeah, great. You'd make a tiny little rolled up corpse.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to do any good, which I didn't realize until later. But I mean, why would you knock out the refineries? Because if you're trying to conquer a place, you'd want the infrastructure, right?
That's true.
I think. I mean, you knock out military facilities, you knock out command communication, but you leave stuff like refineries, theoretically, because, I mean, if your point's to win and take over and have some benefit from it, you know, I don't know.
All right.
Somebody says it would be Texas City, so.
So, probably. According to Google, the radius of a nuclear blast, death is highly likely, and radiation poisoning is almost certain if one is caught in the open with no terrain or building masking effects within a radius of 0 to 3 kilometers, which also, according to Google, is 1.86 miles.
Okay.
It's not that big.
But about 2 miles. Yeah, but then, of course, the radiation
goes a long way.
Yeah, that. So that would be from a 1 megaton airburst, and the 50% chance of death from the blast extends out to 8 kilometers from the same explosion, and that would be 5 miles.
Okay.
So I think you're probably...
I'm probably safe.
We are probably safe here.
Yeah. What about Fred? Fred's house?
He's still pretty much the same.
I think it's okay. Now, if it were the ship channel, I'd be hosed. Because I'm not even 5 miles from the ship channel.
But can I
just say how much
radiation wouldn't kill you, right?
Not right away.
You think it would ever kill you?
No, radiation's not.
It might actually help grow your hair back.
Yeah.
My hair's doing fine, dickweed.
Well, more than that.
Might even help bring your penis back.
Yeah, no, that thing's gone. can I just say what a horrible conversation this is for you to bring up? You know, people are... You got the Rona screwing with them. You got everything else going on in the world, and you want to start scaring people into getting nuked.
I'm just curious. Just curious. That's all.
Who's going to attack us? Who's going to nuke us?
I don't know.
I mean, now you've scared the people. It's not like they don't have enough to worry about now. Let's add this to the list. Oh, well, we got the Rona. Oh, it's hurricane season. Watch
Canada.
Out.
It's going to be Canada.
I don't think Canada has nukes, actually.
They could get one.
Well,
Lamont says a nuclear fallout would affect multiple countries south of us and possibly even Canada. Same reason why America won't just take the Middle East. Other countries would feel it.
Can I just say...
I like to think there's more reasons why we don't just drop a nuke on the Middle East.
Well, unpopular opinion. Why don't we just get rid of all these damn things? We don't need them. They're only going to destroy humanity. Let's get rid of all the damn nukes. We've got enough other weapons where we could knock everybody else's ass on the ground if we needed to.
That's true.
So how about we get rid of those? They're not going to work against the aliens. We saw that in Independence Day. Did the nuke work? And what city got nuked in Independence Day?
It was H-Town.
Houston. Right by the University of Houston is where they got nuked.
That's true.
So instead of doing all that, maybe we just get rid of all of them. I mean, who are we scared of?
I don't know. Canada. That's about it.
And I mean, no other country in the history of the world, well, at least in the recorded history, may have to go back to, you know, ancient astronaut theorists. Nobody else has used a nuke. So why aren't we worried? Let's just get rid of them. St. Patrick says, this is the most 2020 conversation ever. Thanks.
Yeah. All I wanted to know was I was just satisfying a curiosity from watching that stupid show. I'm sorry I brought it up. Jeez.
Well, I don't know. I grew up scared to death of these things, man, because they beat it into us. Like the Cold War, thank God for all you guys who didn't have to grow up with that, because they every day, man, they were scaring the hell out of us that the Russians were going to nuke us out of existence. So, yeah, believe me, I've had these conversations before. Although I'm guessing the nukes now are better than they were in the 70s.
Hmm. On the break, let's reboot Twitch somehow. I don't know if you have the capability of doing that.
What's going on?
People are saying the audio is choppy. Things are messing up.
All right.
One guy did say, and I know it's messed up because one guy said, Fred is the man. So I know there's got to be something wrong with the Twitch.
You know, there are people out there that don't hate me as much as you do. Just
I don't hate you. I just assume a lot of other people do.
2-1 says, I agree about removing nukes, but how do you trust everyone to not
make
more?
You can't. That's why we don't.
Yeah, it's like, we still have more than enough.
We just all have a bunch of stuff pointed at each other.
Yeah, and it's, you know, what's going to happen if one of them gets launched? So, oh, well, I still feel like, I don't know. I don't want to get into politics. I just think nukes are pointless.
All right. Well, you know what else is pointless? Enlarged prostates. I hate them. I hate BPH. They make you have to pee a lot. They make you have to pee a lot at night. They make it hard for you to start peeing. If that's you or someone you know, then you may have BPH. And if you've been diagnosed with enlarged prostate and it's non-cancerous, you don't need surgery because the surgery is awful. They put a drill in your pee hole and it's the worst thing in the entire world. Dr. Andrew Doe at Elite Health said, nope, not me. I'm not putting a drill in people's pee holes. I'm doing it better. So he's doing PAE, an advanced minimally invasive procedure that uses X-ray technology to treat your prostate. Dr. Doe's the first doctor in Houston to do it. And he does more than anybody in the city. He's the guy that you want. It's an outpatient procedure, in and out in a few hours, done right there in their office. It's also covered by most insurance plans. Check it out. He's a good dude, good doctor, and no one wants a drill in their pee hole. Learn more today, 832-850-4618. That's 832-850-4618. And check them out online, choosepae.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Apparently not on Twitch, though.
Oh, no.
Still no audio there.
I think it's an attack.
Somebody says you guys start talking about nukes and boom, Twitch goes down. Good job.
Down it goes.
And Colts fan Jose and several people making Sodom and Gomorrah jokes about nukes. So, yeah, I watched some of that Untold History of the United States. It's like an Oliver Stone thing. And so it's incredibly biased. There's some good stuff in there, though, about how close we apparently came to a nuclear war with the Soviets, where one of their guys actually stopped a KGB submarine. The KGB had taken over a submarine and was going to launch a nuke at the U.S. to start a war, and he stopped it.
Oh.
Which was kind of fascinating. I don't know how much I buy.
That's probably wise of you.
Yeah. I mean, it's because spoiler alert, Oliver Stone, not only a conspiracy theorist, but extremely far left. And so everything is from that perspective. But it wasn't, you know, I always, there's a lot of things like that that I like to just get all perspectives on. But, you know, and the whole thing about dropping nuclear weapons on Japan is also looked at in depth and whether or not that was the right move. And, you know, I don't like nuclear weapons. I'm sorry. I don't
either, but they did start it.
Well, yeah. But, you know, there was also, well, I mean, you can go watch the history yourself. I'm not going to get into it. That World War II show that I was watching before that,
mm-hmm.
you know, they made a big deal about how the blockade was actually working and that the Japanese weren't going to be able to do anything because they couldn't, you know, they're going to basically starve to death. But ended the war. So, and I know it's been a big topic because I guess it's been, it was the anniversary, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're trying to get Twitch fixed, which you can't hear me telling you we're trying to get Twitch fixed. So,
but we are. We're efforting.
Yeah. Just like when we don't have a signal.
We're efforting.
Yeah. That's how things go. What'd you think of the Derek Lewis fight and everything else on Saturday? We never really got into it. We just kind of mentioned it, but
I mean, Derek found himself in one thing I like, this Kelly Olynyk guy is a jiu-jitsu dude and he's legit. But what he counts on is guys panicking, like that the Ezekiel choke that he uses, where it's a weird choke that almost its main goal is to just freak someone out and make them panic and tap, because it doesn't really choke you, but it hurts. And he ended up getting Derek in like more of a scarf choke, which is it can also cause you some panic. But Derek did a great job of not letting it freak him out, and he powered through, made it to the second round. And, you know, he's an athlete, man. A body that big, being able to jump up and knee somebody in the face is a very rare thing. But that's the kind of stuff that makes him a special guy, and that's a good win for him over a tough opponent, a ranked opponent.
Anything else stand out from
I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, Chris Weidman looked good. I certainly wasn't expecting him to look good because he hasn't looked good in a long, long time. So I guess credit where it's due. It looks like he's put some work in to kind of get himself back in the game. Besides, I mean, it wasn't a huge card. So, I mean, besides Derek, it was of only interest if you were betting.
What do you think is next for Derek?
I don't know. Like, I saw Curtis Blaydes asking to fight Derek, and nobody wants to see Curtis Blaydes fight Derek because all Curtis Blaydes will do is try to take him down and lay on top of him for 15 minutes. And no one wants to see it. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if Derek's the kind of guy who's ever going to win a title, but he's extremely fun to watch and he's extremely marketable. So what the UFC needs to do is put him in fights that are going to be fun to watch. And I could see him fighting like an Overeem or something like that. I'd like to see him fight Ngannou again. I don't think the UFC will do that because it was such a disaster last time. But yeah, something like that. Put him in there with another striker.
Are you familiar with Minnesota Vikings linebacker Cameron Smith?
Yeah.
Did you see that he is out for the year because he tested positive for COVID and now needs open heart surgery?
I was reading about that today. That's terrifying.
Well, and that's the thing. And I don't mean this in the wrong way, but I've been saying all along, if a player dies from this,
people are going to wake up.
I think that stops everything, right? Yep.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But now he said it was something he was born with, but
he's got heart issues, but the COVID exasperated them.
Yeah. And they had to have further testing, but they found the problem that maybe they wouldn't have found if he didn't have the COVID, but the COVID makes it worse.
Yeah.
So hopefully goes well. He's only 23 years old.
That's scary, dude. Yeah. 23. And everybody said, well, how many of these players are dying? Well, if one does, you can forget about football. Forget it.
Yeah,
I hope it doesn't happen. I hope that obviously I hope he doesn't die, but not just for his sake, but for the sake of any chance of football actually happening, I'd hate to see that happen.
Yeah, I don't want to see any of these guys die, but I do think that
except that one guy, and you know who I'm talking about.
Well, that's
you know exactly who I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. But I kind of feel like I really want there to be sports, but I kind of feel like stuff like this is just, that's the scary part. And the two things that I'd like for people to quit doing is, oh, well, no athletes have died from it yet, because then you're going to feel really stupid when the first one does. And the other one is, all this ends after the election, guy. Stop.
Well, that guy's, he's on to something.
Yeah, right. And then what happens when a week later it spikes again? How are you going to feel then?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not worried about that. I can only worry about the now, Fred.
Yeah, well, the now's not real great. But I know that, I don't know. I do think that when it gets to college football, you're going to see it in some form. I just don't know. I don't know that what it's going to look like. But you know what? I'll take it. It's a different world. And, you know, there's going to be some teams that maybe don't come back.
Yeah, for all. Sure.
And schools that don't come back. Maybe even full-on leagues. It's just, I don't think anybody was prepared for having to shut down completely.
Nope.
And, you know, I guess we're still not working on Twitch, so I don't know what the problem is. Smith says the Red Sox pitcher has heart issues, too. He's out for the season.
Brandon told me to restart the computer, so that's what I've done.
Okay.
And it just came back up, so now I'm going to start everything over.
Oh, so you got the old, have you rebooted?
I mean, isn't that the first thing you're supposed to do every time? God, what a dope.
Is your computer on?
I can't believe you didn't do that already, Tyler.
Is your computer on? Okay, have you rebooted? How about you restart now? Yeah, that's every IT.
Is it plugged into the wall and everything?
That's a good one, too. All right, allegedly it's working now.
It's working. I'm getting audio.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Tyler. You're an IT genius.
Good job rebooting, buddy.
I knew you'd save the day. Actually, I had my doubts.
I did too. I was kind of like, I don't know about that. So, yes, the fix, guys, was the really important reboot.
Yeah.
So, which I thought we already did. I thought you reset it on the break. It's the same thing, right?
No, actually. So what I did, the first plan of attack is to pull the audio USB out and put it back in. And normally that fixes things, because that's what Aaron's told me to do before. But then Brandon said, well, if that didn't work, just restart the computer.
Okay.
So that is what I have done.
So now you know what your plan B is the next time you bleep this up.
I mean, now I know what plan A really is just restart the computer.
That's probably what plan A should be anyway.
And eliminate the other one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Now, so we'll have Twitch for one last segment.
The dumbass report.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll and have some hits. Oh, yeah, late hits. I guess they'll be on Twitch, too.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't sure how Braddock was going to feel about Twitch. But apparently they use it pretty consistently.
Yeah, yeah. I hear him talk about it when I'm driving home, because I like to listen to those guys. Why did you think Braddock wouldn't like it?
Because he's kind of out on social media now.
Yeah.
So, I just assumed. But that's what happens when you assume. You make an ass out of you and me.
Not me. I didn't do anything.
I know.
All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, final segment. And on a Monday, you know what that means. A.J. Hoffman brings you the Dumbass Report.
That's right. Who do you think, what state has the best COVID story from this week, Fred?
Gosh, it's got to be one of the big three, Florida, Oklahoma, Arkansas.
Tricked you. West Virginia.
Okay, that one, they're top five.
They decided they had to go to a funeral. And they went to the funeral, and there was over 40 people there.
Okay.
Not just over 40 people there, over 40 people there who tested positive for corona. After.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kissing their sisters?
One infected relative from another state attended the funeral. A lady who lived in Alabama. She says, I'm real sorry. I want everyone, including my family, to know why I'm sharing this information. I'm not trying to degrade anyone or cause any hardship. I want to understand what we're going through and how it can be prevented. Well, yeah, you can like not show up at big events with COVID. The victims aged in a range in age from 5-month-old set of twins to a 77-year-old lady.
Jeez.
Not wise, guys.
I've seen a lot of things about children getting it. I thought they weren't supposed to.
I thought so too. I don't know what I don't know what changed. This sounds like it could be you, Fred.
Okay. It's a dashingly handsome.
A man was arrested outside a Dollar General store carrying a sword.
Okay. First off, I wouldn't be outside of a Dollar General store.
Would you be inside it?
No, probably not. But I would possibly have a sword.
Okay. The man was 34, Kenneth Connor, taken into custody, transported to Butler Memorial Hospital for treatment following a confrontation with troopers. The manager called police on him, walking around the property with a sword. He initially complied with orders to drop the sword that appeared to be real. When troopers went to pick it up, he ran at them and tried to grab it. Officers then tried to physically restrain Connor, and a trooper injured his hands and knees. So don't. I know we're in open carry state, so you're allowed to carry your sword here, but don't.
I'd like to get like a badass broadsword, you know, like some Middle Ages kind of thing.
This could also be you.
Okay.
A man's accused of burglarizing a Lake Geneva liquor store. Derek Schrader is his name. Here's what he stole. Several bottles of Grey Goose vodka, 2 bottles of rum, 138 packs of cigarettes, 1 box of wine, 30 phone charging cables, $380 in cash, and 1 Red Bull.
I don't know why you think that would be me.
He stole several bottles of vodka and 138 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah, but also money and other stuff.
Oh, you don't use money and charge. You don't use charging cables, huh?
Well, not 30 of them.
That's true.
When was the last time you saw me? When was the last time you saw me with cash? By the way.
Okay. Well, I figured you would use the cash to buy more vodka.
Well, I don't need to if I'm stealing it. The hell.
He triggered a burglar alarm, of course, this is his. They recognized him from the security video from previous incidents. He was convicted in 2015 of criminal damage to property and again in 2018 for disorderly conduct. So he's a habitual line stepper. 2 people were evacuated by California Highway Patrol helicopter after they were attacked by a cow.
Oh, God.
The pair encountered a cow and her calf while hiking in Lynch Canyon Regional Park. Apparently perceiving them to be a threat, the cow began chasing them, causing them to fall and hurt themselves.
God.
A CHP paramedic determined the couple required helicopter transport. They were hoisted one by one about 75 feet into the chopper, then flown to a waiting ambulance crew at the trailhead. They were then taken to a hospital and treated for injuries. A cow. Okay, California. No wonder you don't have any money. And a search dog team found a hiker. He hadn't returned from a hiking from hiking challenging terrain in a state park. Noah Rudd was hiking a section of a state park in New Hampshire that has no trails and hadn't returned. He got lost in a swamp.
They have swamps in New Hampshire?
Apparently, he felt like the wise move was to go into the water, despite the fact that there were many logging roads nearby. He got into a swamp and failed to navigate himself to safety. How do you do that? You're in a state park, you're lost. You're like, I know the best way out of here.
Swamp.
Into the swamp. Mm.
Maybe he was hiding from the aliens.
It worked for Luke.
Luke who?
Skywalker.
See, I was going Predator.
I was thinking about the never-ending story when he's like, his horse dies. What's that?
Falcor?
No, but what's that thing called? What's the mud called that eats his horse? It's like the pit of despair or something, and then he runs into that giant rock monster.
I remember the rock monster, and the one thing that stands out from that movie is whenever he's freaking out on the high dive, and won't do it.
Yeah, I love that story, that movie, The Neverending Story. Neverending Story 2, not good.
Yeah, it should have ended.
Yeah, they should have ended one movie sooner. And finally, an Arizona couple said they were taunting people online because they were wearing masks. They posted videos to their social media laughing at everyone wearing masks in a bar. And 1 week later, fast forward, they've both got coronavirus now.
Oh, geez.
Taunting. I'm telling you. They said, and now they say they're paying the price for not wearing masks. I don't know when people are going to get over the fact that this is like a real thing.
Yeah. They're not. It's just like anything else. You've got to, it's got to be personalized for you.
And I've got for my Hey Man Bleep That tomorrow, I got a good mask thing too.
Oh, good. Good. So, all right. Well, one down, four to go. We survived it. Really, we only have three to go because we get to Friday. Well, we're just going to get drunk and
it's a party.
Act like idiots. So,
are y'all ready for Malort?
I've never had it.
I've never had it either. I'm curious.
I'm not.
Malort curious.
Okay. All right.
Well, we'll jump off that bridge when we come to it.
Bye, Fred. Bye, Curious.
Great job, Tyler. Great job, AJ. Till tomorrow, stay running free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.